How do you relate to your customers? How are you creating the best persuasive environment so your buyers are most receptive to your ideas and suggestions? Too many salespeople work to position themselves as experts in front of their customers. So what's wrong with that, you ask? Buyers want to deal with someone who knows what they're talking about and can demonstrate their understanding and expertise, helping a buyer improve their business or lowering their total costs of operations. It's a given that you increase your competitive advantage and customer value when you can demonstrate to your buyer a solid understanding of their business as well as an expertise to help them change and improve. The issue isn't your need to be an expert, but in how you persuasively communicate your expertise so your buyer will actually listen and accept your ideas. In 1969, Dr. Thomas Harris published a great book on relationships titled I'm Okay, You're Okay, A Practical Guide to Transactional Analysis. A major concept in the book identifies how there are three levels to all personal one-on-one communications. You can communicate as a parent, an adult, or a child. Parents communicate with a long list of rules and opinions about the way the world is supposed to be and tends to talk down to the other person in their communications. Adults communicate with other adults in a straightforward manner where both are deemed equals, while children tend to communicate with emotions that only consider their personal needs and feelings. Author Dr. Harris also added that a person communicates as a parent by using evaluative terms that imply judgment. Terms such as stupid, naughty, ridiculous, disgusting, should, or ought. The goal of any selling and the communications process that will most lower a buyer's resistance is going to be achieved at the adult-to-adult communications level. The level where your buyer feels equal and comfortable talking and sharing with you what's really going on and what they need. But most salespeople are misguided, trying to position themselves as the expert to their buyer, in effect talking down as a parent to their customer. Look how downward focused you can come across to a customer by saying, if I were you, or even better, if you were me, you'd do it this way. To lower a buyer's resistance and hopefully open up their communications, you want to reach out with an adult-to-adult communications. And the best way to achieve this adult-to-adult level, while still sharing your ideas and suggestions, is to focus the expertise or experiences on others so you become more of a reporter than an expert. Instead of saying, I think you should do it this way, try saying, some of my other customers with the same challenge found that doing it this way saved them the most money. Even if it's your idea, you still want to give credit to others. This way, your buyer accepting your help and suggestions doesn't have to lose their relative ranking with you to accept your help, keeping them comfortable and talking. Look how easier it is to hear suggestions from someone where the hero of the story and the source of the expertise is a third person and not between you and your buyer. Your personal selling power in today's hyper-competitive markets will continue to come from your ability to provide helpful information and usable solutions to your buyers. But by communicating these ideas as a reporter instead of an expert, you keep the customer's ego at the lowest resistance level possible, helping him or her become more comfortable and accepting of your suggestions and ideas, and helping you sell more. After all, my most successful customers continue to tell their best salespeople that we know you're good. Now the question is, are you good enough and persuasive enough to communicate with your buyers as a more persuasive reporter than expert? Thanks for listening.